This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, an awesome Thursday. This hour, we're going to get into a bit of what I'm hearing about the election. In fact, I'm going to get into that pretty quickly. Another institution trust lost. The miraculous Cheeto in everything it can do. All that emails, a lot more coming up this hour. I want to get back to what we were talking about at the end of last hour in case you're just now joining us. Sometimes, in order to get out of a situation, it requires a fight. Even when you don't want that. Bullying, great example. I don't want to be bullied anymore. He shouldn't be bullying me. Yeah, I get that. I know. You're going to have to fight. That's the way it is. Kamala Harris is in an impossible situation. And this is why it's impossible. She has to present herself as a loyal to Biden. She has to present herself as that. She has to present herself as someone with experience, because people believe she lacks experience. Every time she talks, she sounds like a moron. People are concerned about how dumb she is. So she has to pretend as if she has been knee-deep involved in everything Joe Biden has done for the last 3.5 years. She has to do that. But the American people are not happy with the last 3.5 years. This goes way beyond you and me. We're not even talking about you and me. The American people in general, they've watched their standard of living go down. They've watched prices go up. They're mad about the border. They're not happy with the last 3.5 years. So she has to own the last 3.5 years while at the same time acting as if she had nothing to do with the last 3.5 years. Vote for me. Vote for me. I am experienced. I was involved in every single decision. What? You don't like that? Oh, I don't know. I'm not even a She's in a very, very difficult spot. And her advisors, they don't know how to answer the question because they're not willing to have a fight. So they go on the news and they say stuff like this.
Vice President Harris has been asked repeatedly how she's different than President Biden. And some people think she's been tripped up by answering that. How do you think she is different than President Biden?
Well, first of all, whatever the differences is between them, it's not nearly as vast as the difference between her and Donald Trump. She's obviously a woman. She is a woman of color, and she is of a new generation. So she is not Joe Biden as much as they want to try to make her Joe Biden. But she was.
She's a woman and a woman of color. Kamala Harris is losing this race. I'll get to that in a moment. But Kamala Harris, she needs to fight Joe Biden. I know that sounds crazy. Obviously, I'm talking about politically fight, but I know that sounds crazy this close to an election. What are we, Chris? 26 days, something like that? It's close. Whatever. It doesn't matter. We're less than a month before the election. Right now, what they need is unity. They need everyone on board. I get that. I get that the timing of this is not ideal. And frankly, they should have done this. They should have started this fight immediately after they shivved Joe Biden, let him give his speech at the convention, nominate Kamala Harris. And then it's not like these people have any morals, and it's not like Joe Biden has any morals either. The day the convention was over, the Kamala Harris team, the Kamala Harris campaign should have pretty much declared open warfare on Joe Biden. No, I'm not Joe Biden. Absolutely not. I didn't want to open the border. I told him to close the border. Joe wanted the border open. I didn't want to spend this, which this all this would be a lie. But again, these people are communists. They don't care about lying. I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to spend this money and make inflation go up. I didn't want to do this. Was Joe's idea. That's why Joe's gone. I am going to do things differently. Now, I'm not naive. I understand where that would have gone. Joe Biden is still the sitting president of the United States of America, as incapacitated as he may be. He's still the president. He's still been in Washington for a long time. When you're the sitting president, You have power. When you've been in Washington for a long time, you have power. You have friends. You have allies. If Kamala Harris had done that, she would have started an open war with the sitting president who spent 9,000 years in D.C. I know that would have sparked a fight, a civil war. It was, in my opinion, the only move she had to make, and she didn't do it. And now here we are. I'll go ahead and tell you what I've been hearing. I had a long evening last night with a lot of political people. I will not go into the details of it. It's one of those sworn to secrecy type things. Don't worry. We weren't meeting in a smoke-filled room or anything like that. It was a bunch of staffers and senators. It was just a bunch of that kind of inside baseball talk. What's going on? What's going on with this race, that race, polling, presidential? It was a bunch of people who would know. Not people who talk on the camera, people who would know. People who, without an incentive to lie. Kamala Harris is doing so poorly in the presidential race that as of now, there are multiple Democrats running for Senate. Some of them are sitting senators. Some of them are trying to be sitting senators. I'm not going to name names for you, but multiple Democrats running for Senate are echoing what the Democrat in Michigan running for Senate said in a leaked call. I think it was last week. Maybe we played it earlier this week. They're saying Kamala Harris is not only losing currently to Donald Trump, she is so unpopular, she is officially doing the thing you cannot afford. She's dragging the entire ticket down. You know, you can lose, if you're Kamala Harris, you can lose to Donald Trump. Okay, that's something. It's bad. It's not what you want, but you can. But if you're losing badly enough, if you are embarrassing enough, if you're unpopular enough, you will actually hurt your entire party down ballot. And, you know, we've seen this in our own lives. In fact, we've seen examples of this in two different directions recently. We saw during Donald Trump's 2016 election, Donald Trump was so popular. It was such a wave year. He got so popular that Donald Trump raised up the entire Republican ticket, and Republicans got into office because Donald Trump happened to be running for president that year. And then for a variety of reasons, the propaganda, some of it his fault, some of it not his fault, for a variety of reasons, by the time 2020 rolled around, by the time the midterms rolled around, Donald Trump was so unpopular, and Democrats knew that, so they ran against Trump across the country. You saw it top to bottom. They ran against Trump across the country. The red wave, which should have been, didn't even materialize because Donald Trump dragged the entire ticket down. Now, I don't think that there's no indication that will happen again this year. I'm not saying that, but that's what we already saw in our lifetime. The top of the ticket, if he's popular enough, can raise everyone up. If he's unpopular enough, he can drag everyone down. And when the top of the ticket can drag everyone down, that is a disaster for Democrats. And Democrats, not just one, not just two, multiple Democrats running for major offices right now are telling their own advisors, their own donors, their own pollsters are backing this up. Kamala Harris's presence in the race is hurting them in their chances to get elected. That is disaster. Kamala Harris is a disaster. And I'm not telling you that everything is certain or anything like that. I would never say that. We have no idea how bad the cheating will be. We have no idea. Crazy things happen on election day. We don't know. So we have to work, keep the pedal to the metal. Remember, there's a lot more at stake than Donald Trump in this election. Top to bottom, press and run these people out of office. Now that I got that disclaimer out of the way, it looks like Kamala Harris isn't just a losing candidate. As of right now, she appears to be an unmitigated disaster that's going to crucify the Democrat Party. I know, Chris, I'm having a hard time not celebrating. But that's where we're at right now, and that's not speculation. Like, I have been speculating that to you for a couple weeks after the evening I had last night. I got a whole bunch of confirmation on what you and I have been seeing and what we've been talking about. She's a disaster. And back to what I said, Kamala Harris has to. In my opinion, she doesn't have a choice, especially now that Joe Biden has kind of started taking shots at her. Kamala Harris has to declare war on Joe Biden. I know that will be uncomfortable and awful and disastrous, but this, I made all the decisions just like Joe. I was right there with Joe. I was the last one in the room. What? Joe? Oh, no. Never heard of him. We're totally different people. It's not working. The only way you can make that work, the only way you can sell that to the American people is you got to have a fight. But she doesn't have that in her, and I think she's in deep, deep trouble. All right, let's get to some emails. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All 3 hours of Ask Me Anything. Or you can leave a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Let's do some more voicemails.
Hey, Jesse, it's Joaquin again. So anyway, Melania Trump, you know what? I believe that she could, quite frankly, be a political genius, okay, with what she did. You're looking at it from the wrong way. We lose on abortion, okay? And so what she actually did was soften the blow of the abortion issue to take some of the air out of that balloon. And
she didn't soften any blows. Bringing abortion back into the news was one of the dumbest political moves I've ever seen in my entire life. Shame on her for publishing this book a month before her husband's trying to win an election. Shame on Donald Trump for not putting a stop on all this. By the way, I mentioned the people I was sitting with, the pollsters and things like that. I got confirmation of something you've seen and I've seen and something we've talked about. Democrats love abortion more than you can possibly imagine. And they've poll tested with people across the multiple states. And when people think the election is about abortion, we lose the election. You can think you can become more pro-abortion and soften the blow and get some moderates. None of the numbers pencil out that way. If this election is about abortion, we are going to lose this election. If this election is about inflation and immigration, we are going to win this election. The former first lady publicizing a book and putting out a video talking about how much she loves to massacre the unborn a month before the election is so stupid, insane, evil, and wrong, it makes me want to punch somebody. I am furious about the entire thing. It disgusts me. Every part of it disgusts me. Did I make that clear enough? Am I clear on that? Pretty clear? Jesse, I remember like it was yesterday. Election Day 2020, Trump was ahead significantly in every swing state, I remember, including Pennsylvania, and that was almost 800,000 votes just before midnight. And out of nowhere, hundreds of thousands of mail-in votes came streaming in for the next few days, magically, with most going to Biden to squeak him by for a huge win. We all know this will happen again. Heck, Pennsylvania court just passed a no-worries ruling on the ballot dating. Do you think we have enough in place to stop the 2020 thing this time? Okay, and he asked for Howard Dean again. Okay, listen, Democrats cheat in elections. Democrats have been cheating in elections for the longest time. Where does this cheating take place? It takes place in areas that are completely controlled by them. Election cheating doesn't happen in a rural red town because there would be too many legal entities, political entities that would get involved and stop it. But when you're in a place, let's say Philadelphia, where you control the levers or levers. Chris, is it levers or levers? Corey, is it levers or levers? It's either way. Where you control the levers of power from top to bottom, from dog catcher to mayor, you control every single level of power in Philadelphia. Once you get to a place where Democrats control everything, they will cheat in elections because they're communists with no moral founding whatsoever, and all they believe in is the revolution. All they believe in is power. I've never sugarcoated that for you at all. It's, in fact, anyone who claims Democrats don't cheat in elections is a liar or a moron. There's only one reason you wouldn't want people to show ID to vote. There's only one reason. There's not a second reason. The only reason you would want that is so you can cheat. The only reason you would want universal mail-in voting, which is what they tried to pass with H.R. 1. Remember that bill Nancy Pelosi tried to pass? The only reason you would do that is because you intend to cheat. I get it. Democrats cheat in elections. They cheated last time. They're going to cheat again this time. I will also say this, though. We are more prepared now for that than we were in 2020. Way more prepared. The election integrity efforts, the poll watcher efforts, the legal efforts. When it comes to election counting, this is something that's been known for the longest time. So I'll just tell you, because I had to go through a recount in my own election. Remember, I lost to Gabrielle Giffords in my run for Congress by 4,000 votes. That was so close they had to do a recount. It took them a week. Everyone knows in politics, he who lawyers up first and best wins those a lot of the time. We are officially lawyered up. Now, they're lawyered up too. I'm not going to act like that. But the difference between how prepared we were last time versus how prepared we are now is night and day. I'm not here to tell you they won't cheat. I'm not here to tell you they won't cheat enough to win. Maybe they will. I don't know. I'm not really an oracle. I just lie about that. I'm goofing. I don't know. But I am here to tell you, as far as stopping it or slowing down, we are more prepared now than we have ever been. And we're way more prepared than 2020. We'll see how it works. Look, we talk about the election day cheating for Trump and things like that. You remember the Adam Laxalt race in Nevada? Adam Laxalt, he won that race, not by a little bit, by 3 points on election day. They took a week. And every day for a week, it went from 3 to 2.7 to 2.3 to 2.5. And I think in the end, after a week of recounting, he lost by something like 7,000 or 8,000 votes in the entire state of Nevada. We weren't ready. We just weren't ready. And a lot of people should own that, I should point out. A lot of people should own that. There are Republicans, top to bottom, who should own that. It was obvious Democrats were going to make a hard play at it. How were we not ready? That sucks. We should have done better. But anyway, they're going to cheat. We're more ready than ever. Are we ready enough? Ask me in November. We'll find out. All right? Switch your cell phone service. Switch your cell phone service so you don't fund an evil company who uses your money against you. That's the reason to switch. That's what Pure Talk is. Pure Talk, I pay half of what I used to pay, and I pay it to a company I respect. If I didn't need a cell phone, I would be tempted to get one with Pure Talk because of how much I respect their CEO, how much I respect the fact they hire Americans, how much I respect the fact they care for veterans. What others? Name me the other mobile company that cares for veterans. That's what Pure Talk does. And it's easy to switch. You might think it's a pain. It's cake. You can keep your phone. Keep your number. Whatever you want. Get a new one. Whatever. It's fine. Save a bunch of money. Switch to Pure Talk. Be proud of paying your cell phone bill. You never said that before in your life. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250. Say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, an incredible Thursday. Why? Because I am here. Remember, you can download a podcast of the show if you miss any part of it on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. Let's get this one. Jesse, my husband was a big fan of yours. He listened to your show every night. He died at the end of June due to invasive skin cancer. I also listened occasionally, but since he is deceased, I listen every night when I am off to honor him. He used to say, "Iona, do you hear that? Iona, do you hear this?" Now I understand why he loved listening to your show. You're very knowledgeable, and I learned a lot growing up in a communist country. I wouldn't say I like the direction this country's going, and I believe no matter who the next president will be, this country is done. I wish I was wrong. God bless you and your family. Keep up the excellent work. Sincerely, Iona. Iona, prayers for you and your loss. I'm sorry if we are, with our goofball selves, helping ease that pain in any way. Freaking happy to do it. Happy to do it. You keep your chin up, all right? And as far as the country being lost goes, I know about all the problems, and I have these worries too. I've been honest with you about those worries. But remember, all we have is the fight anyway. Even whether or not America is salvageable or not salvageable, we're never going to see that day. Doesn't matter. If you told me America was going to be saved, I would say, great. I'm all about it. That's great. Cool. But I'm never going to be there. I'm never going to be there for the final victory over the communists. I won't be alive for that. It's going to take too long. Too many years. Too many battles. I'll be dead and gone. My kids will probably be dead and gone. And if you told me America's finished, we're done, it's over. Okay. I'm not ideal, obviously. Nothing I was rooting for. But all we have is the fight anyway. Whether we can save it or not save it, either we learn to love fighting these demons, or we might as well just give it to them. I choose to fight. I want to make their lives friggin' miserable. I want them throwing parades the day I die. That's how I think about it. Jesse, I got to tell you, I'm usually ready for bed when your show airs, but I was up tonight and you got me. The Nero story. I can't go to bed until I hear the end of the story. You have an uncanny way of telling the story too. Thanks. Very interesting. So I'm hanging till the end. If you are a history freak, and I realize that is many, 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 many of you. Again, we did another history show yesterday. It was long. I think I almost went 2 hours on Nero. We did an hour of politics or so in the beginning, and then I talked a lot of Nero. We told kind of Nero's story. If that interests you, well, go download the podcast. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, it's free. Just go subscribe, download the podcast, and enjoy it. It was overwhelming how much you enjoyed it. So that's good. That is a good thing. Along the lines of Trump and how confident I am in the election. Headline, Trump's chances of winning Electoral College continue to increase as blue wall state poll swings in his favor. It's just thing after thing after thing appears to be going our way. Also, you know what else is going your way? You're not married to Glenn Walls. This is Tim Walls' wife. I thought Tim Walls was a weirdo and a freak. The more I see this woman, I think they are a match made in heaven.
When the Scarlet Team comes on the field, we will all stand up and cheer. To the other team, we'll never yield, and we won't forget we're here. We will fight for victory and win. We will conquer every...
That's the tune for the Marine Corps hymn. And to watch that psycho communist do that in front of a bunch of dirty commies makes me want to vomit. Jesse, I'll take it a step further. They have poisoned the well of America. They chose Harris knowing she would lose. And when the country melts down, Trump will be the ultimate fall guy. Gosh, you guys are dark today. I thought that was my job. Default, depression, hyperinflation, food shortages, civil unrest. The debt bomb is ticking. Okay. Look, I have told you how hopeful I am about the election. And I wouldn't be lying to you about that. If I wasn't hopeful, you know I would tell you. I'm honest about how I'm feeling about things and what I'm hearing. I'm hopeful about the election. Now, let's have a frank discussion that maybe you'll love, maybe you'll hate, maybe you'll be mad at me about. But do keep in mind, if you are offended by this, I don't give a crap, okay? So here it is. If Donald Trump does win, if he wins, yay, woo, we're happy. I'm happy, you're happy, everyone's happy, it's who I'm voting for, good to go. What realistically can we expect versus what we cannot expect? Okay, so realistically, here's what you're going to get that's going to go very, very well, and you will be happy with it, and it's a good thing. First, you'll get better border security. I'm not talking about deportations. I'm talking about security. Donald Trump managed to actually secure the southern border. That in and of itself, in my opinion, is enough of a reason to vote for Donald Trump. But you are going to get good border security. Boom. Good thing. All right? Good thing. What else are you going to get with Donald Trump? You're going to get a better regulatory environment for the economy. Trump, as hard as I've been on him about spending and COVID and all that idiocy, regulatory reforms that he put in, they're the reason this economy just exploded until he crapped his pants during COVID. When he got in there, he started deregulating this economy and the economy exploded. And he will do that again. That is a good thing for the country, a good thing. You are going to get a better, more sane foreign policy. That is what you are going to get. And frankly, those are the three things you can really bank on if Donald Trump gets elected president. Those three things. If you are banking on things beyond that, you're probably lying to yourself. I'm just being honest. If you're banking on mass deportation, come on, be serious. Be serious. The same administration that backed off of child separation after a two-week Democrat propaganda op about kids in cages is not going to start rounding up people by the dozen and shipping them back to El Salvador. That's not realistic. You are not going to get mass deportation. Quit lying to yourself. So you're not going to get mass deportation. You are not going to get any cuts in spending. None whatsoever. Trump is a spending monster. I will actually give him credit for this. As much as I disagree with him on the issue, Donald Trump, unlike other Republicans, at least didn't repent or didn't pretend. Every other Republican I've ever voted for told me they were going to cut spending and then blew up the federal debt and deficit. Donald Trump never told me he was going to cut spending and then he blew up the federal debt and federal deficit. You're not going to get any spending cuts. Donald Trump signed every single $1 trillion spending monstrosity that crossed his desk every time he complained about it and said he wasn't going to sign another one. And every time he signed the next one, it came across the desk. So you're not going to get any spending cuts. There won't be any of those. There won't be spending cuts. You're not going to get mass deportation. You are going to get improvement in the military. I do believe from what I hear that he is going to attempt to root out the rot and filth in the military. How successful he can be with that, I don't know. But I think you will get some of that. And that ties me to the last thing. And this is the ultimate thing I don't know. I've told you what I think we'll get. I've told you what I don't think we'll get. The draining of the swamp. The cleaning out of not just the military, the entire deep state, Central Intelligence Agency, Federal Bureau of Investigation, IRS, EPA, you name it. The number of government employees that need to be fired is staggering. Staggering. Are we going to get that? Well, if you're a Trump hater, you're screaming at the radio right now, we didn't get any of that last time, he made it worse. And that's true. He didn't do any of that last time, he made it worse. I have been told by people close to him that he knows that and that he realizes his failure to clean out the garbage in the government really, really hurt him. It's the reason he got impeached. It's the reason his agenda got held back. I am not as convinced as the Trump haters are that he won't do some serious bureaucracy clean out. I think we have a chance at that, a chance. Call it a coin flip. Maybe he'll fail. Maybe they'll throw up too many roadblocks. I'm not trying to promise you that. But that's what you're going to get versus what you're not going to get. What do you want me to tell you? It's a lot better than what we have now. And if we're going to try to save this place, we kind of need his help. All right? All right. Let's do some more emails before we do that. If the economic collapse is coming, you need to be stocking up on Relief Factor now. Because just because you don't have any money or food doesn't mean you need to be in pain. Relief Factor, it doesn't mask it. You don't need to mask it. Stop taking things to mask it. Relief Factor is a nutritional supplement, a 100% drug-free supplement. What does it do? It helps your body's natural response to pain, to inflammation. Try it for 3 weeks. That's all I ask is 3 weeks. If it doesn't work, don't ever order it again. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. It's not a Friday. It's a Thursday. That was Chris who told me it was a Friday. I knew he would have that wrong. It's wrong, Chris. It's Thursday. On a Thursday, reminding you, you can email the show your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I've been thinking about earwax a lot lately. And don't shake your head, Chris. I just don't understand how it works. And so I've got to explain something to you right now. And it's not going to be gross. At least I don't think it's going to be gross. But there's a couple of parts of this job. I should never tell you this. I should never tell you what I'm about to tell you. But there are a couple parts of this job that bother me a great deal. All right? I'm not complaining. Look, my job is a dream job. I know. I get that. But one, makeup. Shut up, Chris. Every day I have to put on a little bit of makeup for my TV show, not for radio, as you look at me right now, I just naturally this handsome, but for television, because apparently your sweat shines. If you start sweating at all on TV, it shines and you're not supposed to be shiny. And the way lighting works, you have to have something under your eyes. They need to brighten up. Like, they tried to explain it all to me when I was yelling and screaming about this. But as a dude, do you have any idea what it's like to walk up to the makeup counter? I've had to do this twice now. Only twice, because apparently this stuff lasts forever. Do you have any idea what it's like to walk up to the makeup counter of JCPenney and ask them for, what do they call, it starts with a concealer. Concealer. You have any idea what that is like? To have to walk up to the young lady there and, you know, you got to deepen up your voice a little bit so she doesn't think you're some fruit, but you've got to be, well, I need some concealer. No, it's for my wife, but I need you to match my skin tone, right? You can't. So that is one part of the job that I really, really despise. I hate it. And then when you get it on your face feels dry, and then you feel gay. It's just horrible. And so there's that. And then there's the having things in my ears. That's why I see, if you're watching right now, you know you can watch me do the show on the simulcast if you want to watch me do the radio show. It's on the First TV. You can watch all my stupid hand gestures and yelling at Chris and Corey and things like that. What you see these headphones I'm taking off and putting on? You see these are over-the-ear headphones. I had to get these because Chris blew out my eardrums one day with some other headphones, and because I don't like things stuck in my ear. I don't like things on or in my ears. Only on TV, that's not an option. I have to take this. It's called an IFB. I like to pretend I'm in the Secret Service, but it goes over my ear and it sticks in my ear so my TV producers can talk to me during the show. Well, I don't like that there gets to be earwax on there. And I know, shut up. It's not a lot, Chris. It's not a lot. Anyway, who cleans that? Do we have to send that in or something? Anyway, it's really gross. And I realize it's mine. And I don't even understand how earwax works. What, Chris? No, there's not a lot on it now. Hold on, let me look. Oh, no. There is a little bit on there. Can you get this clean, Chris? Or something? No, I don't want you to touch it. That's disgusting. I'm so grossed out. What if we paid the cleaning lady, the Mexican cleaning lady who comes in here? What? Of course they don't want to do it, Chris. Money talks. You know what? I'll pay. We'll slip them a five. We'll slip them a five to clean it. What? 20? 20? That's a lot. I'll just clean it myself. That's what I have sons for. Anyway, I don't understand how earwax works. How do you have earwax? Why? Where does it come from? I don't get it. I'm grossed out by it. I hate having to wear makeup, and I hate earwax. I just had to get that off my chest. All right? That's it. Jesse, you say when the government betrays you, they will lose the public trust. Well, Trump was part of the government who signed Operation Warp Speed and the CARE Act and locked us down. I didn't see him losing our trust. We're actually rewarding him again, trying to get him elected. So, okay, so the guy's upset with Trump about all the COVID stuff. Well, look, like I just said, actually, we just covered this last segment. I told you what you're going to get and what you're not going to get with Trump out of a Trump presidency. A Trump presidency is going to be a whole lot better than a Biden presidency, a whole lot better than a Kamala presidency. He's not a savior. He never has been. There is no such thing as a man savior anyway, or a politician, president, senator, governor, whatever. Don't ever be a man worshiper. Put the pom-poms down. Every politician, Trump included, they're all just rental cars. Ride them to get where you're going and dump them the second you're done with them. we're going to get a better president out of Donald Trump than the other ones. Did he crap his pants during COVID, screw the whole thing up by listening to Fauci and all these other losers? Of course he did. It's the way it goes. All right. All right. Speaking of trust in institutions, though, here's another doozy. I hate to keep going back to this, but remember during COVID, speaking of COVID, when I was screaming about how they're losing public trust and it's going to last forever. Here's one. Whew. You know what the trust in medicine was over 4 years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago? 80%. If you went and talked to 100 people in the mall, 80 of them would have had a positive view in medicine. Do you know what that number is today? 40. Half. Now, go talk to 100 people in the mall, 60 of them will talk down about doctors, pharmaceuticals, the medical industry. And I don't have anything to say except if you are in medicine, especially if you're a powerful person in medicine listening, owning what you did is the only chance you have at earning that public trust back. If you are going to continue to lie, cover it up, punish the people who got it right, if you're going to continue down that path, then the trust is going to keep going down. And I know you probably can't see this, but the trust is the only reason you have a job. If that public trust goes down too much, you become completely unimportant. Just something to sit and brew on. I don't know. Not my problem. I never told people to wear a cloth mask for a microscopic virus. Anyway, let's talk about IFCJ before we go on to the next hour. The magic of Cheetos, Kamala Harris, what a scam this is. But IFCJ, is it a scam? It's helping people. It's helping people in Israel who are suffering. Another conversation I had last night was about the capabilities of the enemies over there and what might be coming. And there is a way of thinking right now that Israel is going to go for the kill shot, that they're going to go for regime change. Do you have any idea the kind of fire in hell that will rain down on Israel if that actually happens? The IFCJ is going to be there on the ground. International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. They're going to be there doing everything they can to save lives. Emergency food and bomb shelters and flak jackets and firefighting equipment and whatever these people need. They can only do this with your help. Help them. 888-488-IFCJ, or you can go online to supportifcj.org. All right? We still have an hour to talk about Kamala Harris, an energy scam, and Cheetos next.
This is an iHeart podcast.